Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing play, for spending a little depressing time with me. Now, hopefully this will be an encouragement to you. I'm so looped that I literally just thought I was recording a whole message to all of you, and I forgot to hit record before. So I poured out my heart to nobody. But that's just the way things are sometimes. It's the way things are. Sometimes life doesn't go the way you expect it. Sometimes out of the blue, your life takes a crazy turn. And, that blow was dealt to me recently. And I've been through a lot in my life. But you probably all know that I had a car accident, which, you know, on the surface, it's like, you know, Danielle's fine. She's actually at work right now. She's a teacher. She's setting up her classroom again. Ethan, you know, he's been cleared. He's back to sports, but I'm not doing good. And it's really wearing on me. I put on a brave face. I'm the kind of guy, I press forward. You know, nothing can hold me back. And sometimes I don't take it as easy as I should, you know? I've learned that that's not the way I can continue, because I'm having big time issues, you know, focusing. I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting cold sweats. I'm getting nauseous. I'm spending days now in bed. It's very strange. I've been through a lot in my life. I have Crohn's disease, and I've had my intestines removed, and I've had surgeries, and I've been sick. I was sick a majority of my life. I've ankylosing spondylitis, where I have some spinal fusion. It's a terrible arthritis, and you know, and I've pushed through with that. Yeah, I've lost everything, you know, more than once. I've had my children, you know, around. You know, a very, very bad person. And every time I had what looked like an insurmountable amount of resistance or enemies coming against me or troubles, I always pushed through. And that's what I'm trying to do here on my show, which is, I don't know if you've noticed, it's getting harder for me to do it because I've always had issues with my body, which is fine, you know, because my mind is always, it's always been so sharp. And, you know, it's to be able to focus and to think with this, I have, high frequency hearing loss and I guess nerve damage. And I'm going to see the doctor again today after I finish taping this. I'm driving over there now. I'm going to get fitted for some kind of a hearing aid or something, and I'm gonna ask actually one of my kids to drive me, because I'm a little nervous to drive. I've been getting very dizzy. It's very strange. I don't know if because I had a concussion, and I think maybe I've been trying so hard to come on here because there's so much to talk about, and I feel like an obligation to share. Not to mention, this is my job now. You know, when the old virus of the crown hit. And then they were going to do the old, you know, the dates of man on me. And they were going to say, you have to do this. It was like, it got very uncomfortable at work. And they were, and I finally stepped away, and it allowed me to, you know, really put my effort into doing this. So I went from doing like maybe one, two shows a week to doing like three shows a week. Now I was up to like five shows a week. And now it's very difficult to even do three. I did three shows yesterday. And see, here's the thing. When you have difficulty, you know, it's there for a reason. Maybe the reason is that it's time for me to slow down. Maybe the reason is, you know, I'm looking at YouTube, and I see, you know, what I've never seen. You know, before they started cracking down, I used to have, every month I'd have thousands of new subs. You know, then when they started cracking down, I'd have like at least 1,000 or maybe 1,500. Then they cracked down a little bit more. Then it was like, oh, I'd have like 500 to like 700. Now I'm negative subscribers. And I know that it's not because of the videos, because I have like a 99% like ratio on every single one of the videos that I do. But I also have like a 99% view video from all of you subscribers. They're not sharing the channel around. Freedom of speech, right? Because I don't break the rules, but not freedom of reach. I don't like to say these things, but I'm being restricted on YouTube. It feels that way, at least, because I know how good, you know, this material is, and I read your comments, and I read your emails, and I see what a difference all this stuff is making, and I know that the things that I've been talking about are accurate. Because like, and I was putting together this Tulsi Gabbard show because you probably know that they made a big deal out of her. Oh, and guess what? It was within a certain amount of time. And now they're calling her Wonder Woman. Oh, and guess who was saying she was Wonder Woman for a long time? And they're saying, welcome to the Justice League. And guess who said that was going to be a thing? So I've been really excited to like come on here and share with all of you and tell you all about this. I have so much to share on Tulsi, on Kennedy, and all this stuff. And this is not an endorsement. I'm not endorsing anything. It's just kind of like what I saw as like the story. I thought that this was the story. This was my speculation of it. So I wanted to do that. I wanted to do it yesterday. I wanted to do it today. I wanted to do it the night that I heard all the news and all the people at Jacobing me, at Jacob71 on X. Everybody was like, can you believe this? Can you believe this? I can believe it. So I know that, you know, for whatever reason, this is being sort of smothered. But I said that was going to be the case. I said it was going to be like going back to 2015. I said it was going to be like a python slowly but surely squeezing the life out of you. And I feel it. Not so much because of that, because, you know, I can grind and I can do a show every single day. I can't physically do it because I'm not well. I'm not well. I've never had anything like this before. I can't think straight. I've never seen Danielle so worried about me because I'm like laying in bed like all the time and I'm down in the dumps and it makes no sense. I don't want to like get everybody. This isn't like a pity party. I don't want to be like a pity because I know that good things are going to come out of this. This has only been since July 20th that this happened. But I feel almost even worse now than I did like days after. It's just very strange. And maybe the reason is because maybe I need to just take a break. And I need to just rest. But there's so much to talk about. And there's so much to do. You know, it's easier for me on X because I can put out a couple of things. And I don't have to like sit down for, you know, 8 hours or 10 hours at a time or sometimes more editing a video or logging a live show and then taping the live show. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes involved. I am all by myself here because I can't pay people right now. YouTube alone this month, it's half of what I was making last month. Last month is what I was making at the mattress store. Not that I'm giving up on YouTube and anything else. It's like if it wasn't for Patreon and if it wasn't for people who go to Teespring and people that support on PayPal and all this stuff, if it wasn't for all of that, this, you know, whatever God wants is going to be what God wills. And I know that something good is going to come out of this. You know how I know this? Because after Jesus was put to death and after his resurrection, all of the disciples, this is what I just talked about. My last show, The Shroud of Turin, which was just such a beautiful show. And if you had any idea how hard it was for me to put on a brave face the last couple of shows, how hard it was for me to talk, like doing a live show, you see me stop and go, oh, this ringing. It's so loud and it's so hard to focus and it hurts. My head hurts to the point where I get sick to my stomach. I just got to close my eyes, put it like an ice bag on my head. It's going to get better. I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of things and a lot of people are having a hard time. So I know that it's not just me, you know, so I'm not here to get you all to feel sorry for me, but I want to give you a little bit of an update as to why maybe, you know, the shows are less frequent. I don't want them to be less frequent. I just don't have it in me. I tried again this morning, like 5:30. I'm going to bed early. I get up early, but now I'm going to bed like really early. And most of the time I'm either in the chair or I'm on the bed. Recently, it's been very difficult. You know, I went for Ethan's birthday. he got free and clear, by the way, day before his birthday. He was in the championship game and he missed a bunch of games because he had a concussion and they didn't clear him, but they finally cleared him. So he came back and, you know, they, like a couple of days before I took him out and just let him shoot. And I just, you know, I said, work on those 3-pointers for whatever reason. I just feel like, because, you know, Ethan's, he's growing, but he's a little bit shorter than most of the, children in his league. And I said, you work on these threes, work on these threes. So we worked on those threes. And the last game, August 22nd, the day before his birthday, he had his championship game and they were down 9 points. And Danielle says to everybody, somebody just needs to score 3 points. Everybody, because the whole game they were losing, everybody had given up believing. I had vibes. And what did Ethan do? 3 3-point shots, one after the other. 1 3-point shot. Then he stole the ball. Another 3-point shot. Then they stole the ball, got it to Ethan. Another 3-point shot. Goes to overtime. And they start fouling him. And he gets one free throw after another free throw after. And he ends up winning the game. The hero. Day before his birthday. Day before his 13th birthday. Which was the day before our anniversary. 17-year anniversary. Which I find incredibly significant. Because of the cicadas, the 13, the 17. I talk about it so much. Just strange that my son, you know, turns 13 and our marriage 17. Because we're a blended family. I have custody of my children. Danielle has hers. You know, like we got together very young. I've been through a lot in my life. I've been sick. I've Crohn's disease. I've had my intestines removed. I've had balloon dilations. I didn't have the best childhood. I didn't have the best life. I didn't have the easiest time of things. I got diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. I was in pain constantly, but I always pushed through. This thing is different because it has to do with my head. I love to create my mind and I have people that attack me online. I get threats and all sorts of crazy stuff from people that they don't know that it's just not about me. You know, this isn't about me. It's never been about me. It's been about my faith. It's been about what God's allowed me to do. And that's why I know that even though right now I'm going through a difficult time, not an insurmountable task to get through this. I'm going to get through it. I'm going to take it little by little. I have decided that I am slowing down because I can't keep up. I've hurt myself more. Not that I've like overdone it, but I can't keep up the way I used to. It's just, I'm hoping maybe if this hearing aid will help or something, or maybe the doctor will have something to say today to me. I don't know. I get a lot of you emailing me, telling me, you know, giving me ideas on what I can do to make myself feel better. And I appreciate it. You have no idea how much I appreciate the support, because if it wasn't for the support, you know, and it's like every time I think it's like, oh, well, you know, I just need to just. Because this can be a burdensome job. It doesn't seem like it is, you know, from on your end. A lot goes into it. And there's a heaviness to what I do, especially because I feel, you know, I feel like the burden of the world on my shoulders. And I feel like, you know, I finally let go with the fact that they're stifling my growth. They're not allowing me to reach, you know, the amount of people that I would like to see where my life could be a little bit easier. Maybe I could get some help and I could hire some people. They're not doing it. I got my, my ramp up of, I guess, what was it? The last week of, you know, I did 3 videos, which was, you know, I thought that was pretty good for, you know, the state that I'm in. 77, shares. So, in those 3 videos all together. So that's not like 77 shares of those videos on one video. It was like all 3 videos. So if you divide that together, you see how many of you are sharing my videos around. And I take those numbers. 77 is a good number, right? This is a good number. But could you imagine if it was like 1,000 of you? Could you imagine if it was 2,000 of you? Could you imagine if it was 5,000 of you? My videos, they right now, for whatever reason, they're trying to hold it back. Because, you know, who wants people to be set free? Who wants people to have a life of peace and hope? They want division. They want anger. They want outrage. They want to push people to hate other people. That's what sells. Love, hope, encouragement. That doesn't sell. You know? So much hate online. With a name like Jacob Israel. But everybody thinks I'm Jewish. Could you imagine? how much I get. And having a nose like mine too, on top of everything else, because I'm Italian. But you're all here because you care about me. That means something to me, and I care about you. So I just wanted to give you an update. I just wanted to say have patience for me and grace for me. And if you can, you know, pray for me. Pray for my family as I pray for all of you. I don't know what the future holds, but I know that God has me here for a reason, right? Doing what I'm doing for a reason. And I've had a lot of stuff come against me. You know, I've had every time things came against me, though, God brought me through, and those that came against me paid the price, heavy price. They did. The people that the man that was hurting my children. I ended up with custody of my children. Guess where he is? The people that have come against me in the past, they have their own issues now to deal with. Because when you're doing good in the world, when you're sowing good seeds, you're going to get a harvest of those good deeds. It's going to come to you. But it doesn't mean that sometimes you're not going to have resistance. After Jesus passed, I may have said this now, I may have said it in the last video where I wasn't recording. I was so upset when I realized I wasn't recording. Hope I'm still recording. I am still recording, thank God. They were imprisoned. They were shut down. They were mocked. They were ridiculed. They had things taken from them, put in chains. They were martyred. All because they knew that this wasn't their world. Jesus said, I am in the world, but I'm not of it. That's me. If I was of this world, I'd be on here saying what every other person that says, you know, Jesus is king or Christ is king, and then out of the other side of their mouth, condemns people for being the way they are, condemns people for being the color of how they were born, condemns people for whatever, you know, faith they ascribe to. I don't even know if ascribe is a word. Ascribe is what I meant to say. It's hard for me to think with this thing. All right, I had to give you an update. I had to do something today. I wanted to do the Tulsi show. I'm going to get you that Tulsi show because it's there's no way to deny that God has his hand on this channel. And that's why I can't feel like I'm being, you know, bullied or harassed. And because if God wanted me to reach more people, I would reach more people. This isn't God's hand. The Lord gives and the Lord takes. I want to do what's right. I want to do good in the world. I want to do good for all of you. And I thank you for allowing me to vent because I've been really discouraged. I've been really down. And I'm usually very up. Danielle, you asked the Dandan. She's not used to seeing me like this. Neither are my children. It's just a whole other weird thing that I've just never had to deal with. You know, you think, I'm good with physical pain. Then you got to deal with mental pain. And you got to deal with, this is like a torture to me. I got to fall in love with it. I got to get to a therapist. I've called, I don't know how many therapists, but they don't take the insurance that I have to offer. It's very strange, but I'll get there. I'm going to go to the doctor today. You all will pray for me. You'll go to the description of the video. I don't know if I mentioned on this video that I last week on Sunday on Patreon, because I was going to do a live show, but I couldn't get to it. I said, oh, you know what I'll do? I've been promising that I'll do a Zoom. I'll do a Zoom. And it was a little bit last minute, and we only had 4 people there. But man, was it awesome to talk. And I'm going to do this on a regular basis for the people that are going to, you know, you are invited if you're on Patreon. And stay on the lookout. Go to the page now and then. I'm going to try to do them on the weekends. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this weekend. But if it's not this weekend, it'll be next for sure. I'm going to do another one. I'm going to try to do this one more at night because it seemed like midday was a little bit hard. We had 4 people. It was great. I think a great thing starts small. Lance was there. Lance, he said, you know, we should do like a Bible study and see what happens. I don't know. We're going to see, but it's going to be, I think that it's time for us all to meet each other and talk to each other and just encourage each other. Cause I feel like the day we're entering into, even though it looks like, you know, hurrah, hurrah, I think it's going to be difficult. And I think we're going to all need each other. Yeah, so I need all of you to have the best day ever. Know that you're loved. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And please make sure you're subscribed. And if you haven't seen a video in a while and you'd be like, oh, where's Jacob? I've been doing them. It's just that they're not showing it to you. Make sure you subscribe. Check the bell for notifications. Get on X as JacobIsrael71. Get on my Telegram. All the links are in the description. I post stuff there when I have a new video. But once again, the Lord gives, the Lord takes. If you're meant to see it, I guess you'll see it. And if you want to catch up on some of the shows that you've missed, they're there. Watch the Shroud of Turin video. That was really, that's really a powerful video. And the one right before it. All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.